Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. That's the Hooters bringing us back. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Pam Danziger is our guest, our good friend, longtime 15-year member of our Brain Trust, president of Unity Marketing. Put an online and a .com on the end of that, and you'll find her online. UnityMarketingOnline.com. Our books are there. Your outstanding research is there. Folks, this is, I'm telling you, if you want to know what's going on in the retail world, Pam is just, the work she's doing, not just the volume of it, the quality of it is so impressive. Pam, congratulations. I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you. I'm proud of you, too. you do a great job for small business.
Thanks. Pam, so we got four trends that you're tracking. We talked about declining birth rates, the millennial myth. Did we cover the millennial myth? We talked about the millennials, but the myth, they're not going to, you know, I remember 10 years ago when people said, well, just wait till the millennials hit. They'll start all these new businesses. Now Kaufman tells us that they're not as entrepreneurial as older generations are. So that's a myth. The millennial boom, that's a myth, isn't it?
Right. It is. It really is. The millennials are just not, they've been absorbed easily into the culture and the population and the economy. And they've been behind because they have this huge educational debt, and they really can't, at this point, many of them cannot afford mortgages. So the millennials, I'll tell you something else
that I think is somewhat of a myth. I think the educational thing is a combination of a myth and, I mean, it's, some of it's real, but every millennial doesn't have college debt, number one. Number two, I think that's an excuse. To some degree, I think it's an excuse. But be that as it may, that's for another story. What about the grandparent economy? You're reporting on that. Why is that a trend?
Well, that is huge because the population is growing. I mean, it's like 39%. The people over 65 are going to grow 39% over the next 10 years, which is a huge boom. And no other population, no other age group in the whole population is growing at all.
We've never had a retiring generation of this size.
No. So, you know, businesses, again, always look at sort of the 25 to 44-year-old demographic as being their prime market. But today it's going to be people over 65, and it's going to take a huge mind shift to understand that seniors are not just buying, you know, health services and drugs. You know, they are active. They are buying things. They are the ones that we really need to, and they're buying lots of stuff for their children and their grandchildren too. So the grandparent economy is emerging, and it's going to be a powerful force over the next 10, 15 years. And we really have to stop, you know, dismissing older people, gray hairs that come into our shops, come to our businesses, because they're not all living on
and don't dismiss them not only for what they're going to buy for themselves, but what they're buying for their children and their grandchildren. Look, I'm doing things. I'm involved in my grandchildren's lives. You are too, I'm sure, in ways that my grandparents were never involved in my life. How about you?
There's no question about that.
My grandparents loved me, but they weren't really engaged in my life. I am.
Right. I know.
I spend money on that. No question about it. What about immigrants? Are they going to take up the slack?
Well, we want them to take up the slack, and we need them to take up the slack. And you know, that's a whole political social issue that is really much bigger than I can handle. But the fact is, immigrants come into the country, they tend to be very family oriented.
Yep.
And, you know, so they are producing children and they're hardworking people. We just have to, you know, make a home for them, because they are really could be the power, the juice for the next 20, 25, 30 years.
If we could find a way to have the politics, get the politics right, which I don't have any confidence we'll ever do, to find a way to assimilate the immigrants who are here. We're not going to send them back. They're not going to go back. So we can't deny this. We have this elephant in the living room. We have to talk about it. We have to solve the problem. If we could do that, just the releasing of that demographic, that immigrant demographic, just the releasing of them into our full society and marketplace, that could be a huge boost to everything, couldn't it?
Yes, it really could. And
not to mention the improvement of a lot of lives.
Right. Yeah. And if we could give them a path from, you know, because they enter in the lower income strata.
Right.
And if we could just find a path for them to get into the middle class, that could be the remaking of our middle class.
Exactly,
because
right.
That's, you know, we've hollowed out the middle class in terms of income in the country.
Yep.
And there's,
yep.
you know, this huge bifurcation. I mean, of incomes. And that's not an issue marketers can solve, but it's something that we can get behind our politicians
right.
and encourage them to open the doors and bring in the next, you know, the next big consumer group, which is, and the potential is immigrants, because we're not going
right.
to get the millennials, our millennials, to have more babies.
Absolutely. Hey, Pam, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website one more time, please.
Yes, it's unitymarketingonline.com. Hope
hey, Pam,
people visit.
Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you. Will do.
Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen. Please follow her. Unitymarketingonline.com. You'll thank me later. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.